and put it in that way, I would think it would be fine. Because to me, it's very important, because I grew up on that street. I threw rocks on that street. I threw dirt. And it's, I can always go up there and just sit on the they had a little wall there you could sit on, but they tore it down. It's, I just kind of say it. And just reflect on, you know, growing up and things I saw, and good things, bad things, whatever. It's a part of my character, part of me. And but, you know, if the way it is now, it wouldn't be affordable for a lot of people to do that. And I think that's the problem with most people in the Black community. They just couldn't afford to be historical. And I would have to respect their wishes as opposed to mine anyway, because they, you know, I see that they can't. It would just be a hardship on them if they were historical, even though I, you know, I would favor it if, let's say I got rich, I would, you know, mm-hmm. do whatever to get it that way.
What about the tax increase after you did it, though?
Yeah, well, that's another part of the finance. You have to find you have to find some way so it'll work out for everybody, not just for a few. You know, like now we pass laws for those people can afford it without thinking about the people that can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of times when I worked, if they passed a new whatever at work, they would grandfather some people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anybody after that had to pay that price, but those that were before, they got a kind of free ride or a lesser ride. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes you have to think instead of just passing policy, making policy and without thinking, because every situation is usually different.
All right. There was one other thing I did want to ask you about before we close, and that had to do with some things that did happen here involving the church's involvement in the community. And that was, there was the Boy Scout troop that Mr. and his father, I guess, started. And the place where they were meeting, I heard, got burned down, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that it?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't burned down, they tore it down.
No, what was the place that the Klan burned down?
Did the Klan burn it down?
Yeah, there was a place that the Klan burned down. They marched for 3 days. There was I thought it was in connection with the Boy Scout troop. There was a building, though, that they burned down that they were going to be meeting at, some sort of meeting place. Do either of you remember that?
I don't. It must be before my time. But I remember when I was little, when they would tell us that the Klan was riding up the street to get in the house. I can remember that. But I don't remember them tearing anything up or anything.
There was something.
But not saying it didn't happen, but I just don't recall.
Did you get that from Deacon Knox?
He was one of the people. He wasn't the only person. I thought it was in relationship to the Boy Scout troop, but maybe it wasn't. It was a place that had to do with the building that the church had for meeting. It was a building that was across the street, I thought, from the church, though. But I thought it was in connection with the Boy Scout troop. And the Klan marched for 3 days before they burned the building down. We talked about this at the last place. Was that the house?
Oh, I wasn't there.
We were there. Where was the last place where the mother and son were together?
That was Miss Lodi.
I thought you were there.
Not enough, y'all.
Okay, but this was, they marched for 3 days and they burned this place down. And what was interesting was that it never appeared in any of the papers. And, you know, we were saying, well, it didn't appear in the papers because it wasn't important to any of the white people, so that's why it didn't appear in any of the papers.